Hello everybody. Today I want to talk about the hamster in the wheel. And by that I mean I want to speak to the time in your journey when you are really busy, you're working really hard, but it feels like you're not going anywhere. Because I had a conversation with a couple of trainers at Velocity this week who were approaching this situation, and with a couple of mistakes that I made, I wanted to guide them and show them how to prevent becoming the hamster in the wheel and getting into a cycle where you're just working really hard but going nowhere. And I hope that if that feels like you, or if you feel in danger of getting into that flow, I hope that you can take away from this this video or this audio that of how to avoid that, and how, or if you're in it, how to get out. Okay, so these two trainers were in similar positions. They were, for them, a full week is about 30 sessions of personal training. And with a good pricing structure, they're earning between £5,000 and £7,000 per month, regularly, consistently. So money's pretty good, and their balance feels pretty good at this point. And if I take you back to when I was a busy personal trainer at David Lloyd, as a commercial facility, and I certainly didn't have the understanding that I have worked to get today. But at that time, I became a hamster in a wheel. And what that means was I was training 40 people a week, 30, 40 sessions a week. I was earning pretty good money for a 21, 22 year old, but there was no time to step back and reflect as the business owner. That was just foreign language to me. I would do everything I can to serve my clients, deliver great sessions, provide my programming, be supportive for them, learn and study to become a better trainer for sure. But there was nothing when I stood back and put the shoes of the business owner on, or looked through the lens of business at what I'm doing, and asked myself, what's the next step for me? Because I think a lot of trainers, they get to this point of being fully booked. They finally feel like they've cracked the code of attracting people to them, signing them up and getting results. And they're like, cool, what's next? And I look back, and I was actually stuck there for a number of years. And when I do look back, I mean, I don't have regrets, because it's just the way that I had to learn. I had to learn the hard way, and I'm trying to avoid any other trainer I possibly can from making the mistake of being stuck in that wheel as the hamster for years. And if I can prevent that or get you out of that sooner than I did, then I feel I would have done something good today. Okay, so there are three insights here that I want to share with you that will help you avoid it or get out of it. Number one is understanding there are two types of time that you're going to spend as a personal trainer when you're working. All right, you're going to work in the business and you're going to work on the business. And if you've heard this language before, I encourage you to stick around, because if this needs to hammer so deeply into your soul that it remains with you forever. Because if you do have the balance between these two types of activity, or the way that you spend time in your week, you will never stall. You will never be the hamster in the wheel. And the key thing is that naturally as a PT, you will be working in the business a lot, as these two trainers that I speak about are, and they're getting very close to being fully booked, as I was when I was a full-time personal trainer. I was working in the business a lot, 30, 40, even 50 hours a week. Now, on the business is actually when you're doing work as the business owner. I want you to imagine that there's two versions of you. There's you as the trainer, and there's you as the business owner. Two different people who think in two very different ways about two different sets of ideas and subjects and concepts about business. Whilst the trainer thinks about results and programming and cares deeply for those individuals they know, and they deeply understand them. They work on their programming, they develop, they have nutritional skills, they have understanding of anatomy and physiology and hormones and all that wonderful stuff. The business owner, the business person of you, it focuses on sales and marketing and the numbers and projections and aspirations and visions, and they reflect and they perform business reviews. They look at the finance. They do all of this stuff, which is not what they teach you on your PT qualification and what not a lot of people talk about. But that's where we need to be spending time, right? You might be ace at helping people get results, but actually running a business is a different matter. So in the business is working as the trainer, on the business is working as the owner, okay? Now, once we've got that understanding, when you look at your calendar, you need to, if you've only got time in the business, then you're basically a good personal trainer. And yeah, sure, you are. You're fully booked. A lot of clients love working with you, and that's a good thing. But what's even better is if you're a successful personal training business owner, and that's a very different thing. And you will be that person if you can schedule time working on the business. Our rough guideline, at least to get started in your first few years, is 10 hours a week. And until you develop your business model to go beyond £5,000 or £6,000 a month and start looking at five figure months and beyond, then you want to be aiming for 10. But at that point, you want to go higher, start to scale up 15, 20 as your service time comes down. But that's a conversation for another day. That's insight number one. Insight number two is just an extension of that. I want to share with you that working in the business earns you money now. Working on the business earns you money later. That's where the delayed gratification piece sets in. And I won't sit here and lecture you about delayed gratification today, because I'm sure you've heard that a lot and you understand it. Deep down, you know that you should delay gratification, and that's good for your future self. But again, many personal trainers don't show it in their behaviors. So on the business doesn't earn you money today. You're working on campaigns and business models and marketing, like acquiring and developing marketing skills so that in the future you can attract more leads and clients to you. You don't earn money for studying that video today. You don't earn money by building up a script or a template or a program or a free offering that you're going to, a lead magnet that you're going to create to generate more leads in the future. You don't earn money on that today. But it's so crucial that you commit time to those activities so that next month, next year, next decade, you're earning far more and you're a far better equipped individual to do business. Okay, so that's insight number two, that once we've understood what in and on mean, and we start scheduling that appropriately on our calendar, that we can then focus on or understand that time we're spending on the business is about depositing and committing energy and time and resource to the future. Really, really powerful. Okay, insight number three is that in order to prevent becoming that hamster in the wheel and losing control over your time, you have to outsource bookings. And what I mean by that is two things. Let's break that down. Is a mindset shift towards how you allocate time to clients and prospects. Then there's also how you actually do it. So the mindset shift is that you personally should not be scheduling sessions. Like you shouldn't be in WhatsApp or email exchanges about what time Janet wants to come and see you next week. When a client wants to rearrange because they can't make their usual Wednesday 3 p.m. slot, you don't get into a manual act of rearranging. You outsource to your booking system. Your booking system, we recommend Calendly because it's simple, easy to use, great user interface. But there are many others that like you might already be using, and that's totally cool. But you outsource that. So whenever someone wants to rebook, you say, yeah, no problem. Here's the link to rebook. Find something that suits. Yeah. And what that very simple system does, and the system is you setting up your booking software and then using it whenever someone wants to book in with you for whatever type of session. The mindset shift to that it's like you have an assistant that has the complete control over your calendar, and you can't do it. It's out of my hands because I rely on them. They manage the diary, and if you want to get in with me, you have to speak to them as if they're a person. And then obviously the second piece is having the Calendly set up to a schedule that you want to build. Because if you know what fully booked means to you, and now you have a lot of clients wanting to spend time with you as their trainer, then you have much more power about setting the terms of when you work. And that should be something that develops over time as you get busier. And so setting up your availability on your app to suit you, and then just outsourcing the booking of appointments to that calendar, it takes courage, because you have to accept that people might say, oh, I can't work around that. And you say, okay, well, what about the week after? And you push the problem back to them. It takes a certain mindset shift in order to get to that place. But once you do, you have control over your time. And if you have control over your time, you'll be able to commit to spending 20 or 30 hours in the business and 10 to 15 on it, and actually maintain really good boundaries in your working week. And if you can do that, then we will forever be able to avoid becoming that hamster in the wheel. Because in order to do that, we have to spend time on the business so that we can keep moving forward. We can keep developing our knowledge as both a trainer and a business owner, so that this time in 6 months, this time in 12, we are not in the same position. We're not running the same week, or we're not having the same day like Groundhog Day. We're always developing and and improving the type of life that we want to live, both as a personal trainer and as a man and as a woman, as a husband, as a wife, as a father, as a whatever it might be, right? And so I really hope that serves you, because I was stuck in that place for several years, and I couldn't see it. I didn't know. And I just hope that I can pass that knowledge down to someone that can use it and avoid that time wasted like I did. And yeah, maybe I'm being harsh on myself, but yeah, I hope you understand the notion of what I'm saying by this video. But that's all for today. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you can take something from it, and I'll see you on the next one.